Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Jackson Vikings against the Tecumseh Indians. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action tonight on WKHM. Thank you for joining me as the Jackson Vikings actually playing the end of their last game against Tecumseh. More on that in a moment. Currently coming in with a 8-10 overall record. And the Tecumseh Indians coming in with a 14-4 overall record. It is parents' night for the Jackson Vikings, their final home game of the season, as they try to finish the season strong, get some momentum going into the district tournament, while Tecumseh having a very strong season for Division II, trying to have some success going into the postseason as well, having a very strong regular season. We're going to continue the pregame show in just a moment as we return in 2 minutes here on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live from Jackson High School as we bring you coverage of tonight's boys basketball action between the Jackson Vikings and the Tecumseh Indians. As the previous game between these two teams, which took place a couple weeks ago, I believe January 19th, or the 21st. It was around there. But these two teams actually matched up against each other, and they had a power outage at Tecumseh High School before this game ended. So they had to stop the game with about 6 minutes left. So with these two teams playing here tonight, they actually decided to start off with the final 6 minutes of that game. And then they'll take about 7 to 8 minute break, and then they'll do the starting lineups, national anthem, and then they will get into tonight's game. Currently 23 seconds left. Jackson leading 49-37. As if this result holds, then Jackson will be 9-10 overall in the season. Tecumseh dropping to 14-5 on the season. As Jackson, we last saw this team take on Chelsea back on January 24th. They lost that one 46-34. Since then, they've won 3 of 5. And of course, I guess it will be 3 of 5 technically if they do secure this victory in this one. Again, currently up 12 with 23 seconds left, so they basically have this one locked up. But including this one, they've won 3 of 5, currently sitting in third place out of 6 teams in the SEC White League with a 5-3 league record. With the season winding down, they still have a chance to surpass last season's 13 win total. And including tonight's game, they've got 3 games left in the regular season before the district tournament as they wrap up with matchups against Chelsea and Holt next week, both on the roll. As I mentioned, tonight is the parents' night for the boys basketball team. And it's like the final score in place now, 49-37. Jackson taking down Tecumseh, technically carried over from a few weeks ago, as the teams will now have about an 8-minute break, and then we will obviously get this game underway. Jackson in their last game, a 50-33 loss at Davison last Saturday, so it's been nearly a week since these boys have hit the court. They snapped a short 2-game winning streak. Unfortunately, they just haven't been able to put together a 3 or more game winning streak all season, just, you know, at most winning 1 or 2 at a time before losing one. Very strong performance that we saw from Berkeley Drummond in that one. He scored 15 of the team's 33 points in the loss, which that's been par for the course for him. He's been scoring a lot of points this season. He's been basically the team's primary scorer all year. And no different in that one. Again, basically scoring half of his team's points in that game. So he'll try to have a strong effort tonight in this one, as his Vikings take on the Tecumseh Indians, which we'll talk a little bit more about them coming up in just a moment. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. You've got the basketball pregame show here on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tip off about to take place in just a couple of minutes here from Jackson High School as the Vikings set to take on the Tecumseh Indians. Currently coming in 14-5 overall, ranked 31st in Division II on Max Preps, 31st. On the MHSAA NPR rankings as well. It's another strong season for the Indians as they've excelled, particularly against their non-league opponents, going 8-2 this year compared to 6-3 in the SEC White League. Their season started off with a loss to Western before they ripped off an impressive 10-game winning streak. However, since that streak, they've gone just 4-4. However, two of those losses to Adrian, which is one of the best Division II teams and also the top team in the SEC White League. Their most impressive wins this season over Columbia Central, who we will be seeing tomorrow evening in the Cascades Conference Championship, taking on Grass Lake. Live coverage at 7 o'clock on these airwaves with myself and Mark W. Daly. They've also twice beaten Chelsea, which that is also a very good Division II school as well. So Chelsea, again, very strong team. That's going to, you know, we saw Jackson take on Chelsea earlier this year, and that looked like a very good Chelsea team. But, yeah, Tecumseh able to beat them earlier this year. Last season for Tecumseh, they went 17-7 and lost to Adrian in the district tournament after beating Columbia Central. So they're looking to make a deeper postseason run here. Always a tough task to make it out of districts, and that's what they have their sights set on for this season. Tecumseh coming in off of a 66-53 win at Pinckney on Tuesday. They were able to sweep their season series against Pinckney, who is still winless in the SEC White League in 9 tries, 0-9 in league play for Pinckney. Also able to beat them 80-54 back on January 24th. So, as I mentioned, Tecumseh, very strong season for them, but Jackson able to beat them evidently by double digits a few weeks ago, but carrying over into tonight where they played the last 6 minutes of that one. So, again, that just shows, you know, some of the matchups with some of the smaller schools, bigger schools, you know, it's kind of tougher to put your finger on. You know, you look at some of these rankings, but you sometimes have to throw them out the window with just, you know, these bigger schools just by virtue of enrollment have usually a lot more depth. So even though if they don't usually have better star talent, if that makes sense, sometimes just that extra depth really helps. So, and coaching definitely makes a big impact at this level as well. So, again, you'd see, look on paper based on rankings and such, Tecumseh definitely looks like a much more impressive team, but Jackson evidently able to beat them carrying into tonight. So we will see if they're able to go 2-for-2 this season against Tecumseh and leapfrog them in the SEC White standings. Again, Tecumseh in second place, Jackson in third place. Neither of these teams are going to be catching up to Adrian anytime soon. Adrian just having a phenomenal season, undefeated in league play. I mentioned one of the top Division II teams. So that'll do it for the pregame coverage for tonight's basketball action. Jackson taking on Tecumseh. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and when we come back, starting lineups and tip-off between the Vikings and the Indians. That's coming up on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. Before you get caught up in the madness of March, the Grass Lake Community Schools would like to encourage you to support our local student athletes. From cross country, football, our competitive cheer, marching band, or basketball teams, we stand out on our courts and fields. Community support for young athletes helps students to gain confidence, stay fit, and creates lifelong positive habits. The Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB mortgage team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fits your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tip-off ready to go between Tecumseh and Jackson as we go through the starting five for tonight's game. First for the Tecumseh Indians, Chase Finley, Ryan Mossberg, Tyler Clement, Michael Longabaugh, and Charlie Palmer. Head coach is Jameson Webster. Starting five for Jackson, Trey Pierce, Jaden Ramirez, Amarion Moore, Jaden Ross, and Berkeley Drummond. Head coach is Milton Barnes, as the jump ball will be between Jaden Ross and Michael Longabaugh. And Ross wins out, and Jay High will get the first possession of tonight's game as they already have a dish down low and a laid up and in by Jaden Ramirez for a quick 2 points as Jackson bringing in a full court press against the Indians as Tecumseh going from right to left on your radio dial for the first half, wearing their road black uniforms, dark gray numbers trimmed in orange, basically the same colors as Jackson, as the Vikings wearing their home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in orange. Dish down low, pump fake, ball stripped away, and it's stolen by Jaden Ross. Then he is bumped. He throws it right back in the pass, and it's intercepted by Mossberg. Another chance for Tecumseh, as they trail 2-0 here, 45 seconds into this first quarter of play. Top of the key for Mossberg, gets the screen on the right, trying to go around Ross. Picks up his dribble back outside for Clement. Now a whistle off-ball foul, as it's going to stay right here. Didn't see what that foul was on. Looks like it's going to stay here with Tecumseh. Looks like it wasn't a foul. Maybe a... I don't know. They don't even have anything on the scoreboard. We'll assume no foul. So Tecumseh will be inbounding on the left side of the basket with Longaball. Lobbing it into the top of the key near half court for Chase Findley. He collects it, trying to dribble around Trey Pierce. Loses the dribble, stolen away. Amarion Moore, coast to coast, Euro step layup. That's short. Drummond offensive rebound, put back, no. Gets another offensive rebound, gets it back outside. Three-pointer on the right, Moore, yes! Relentless energy by the Vikings on the board, specifically by Drummond, keeping the play alive and getting another wide-open look for an easy score. 5-0 lead for Jackson over Tecumseh, and now the full court press. Tecumseh trying to move the ball around to get it into the front court, and they do. Up ahead for Longaball, drives right to the basket, floater off the glass and in. Longaball gets the first 2 points of the game for the Indians, now 5-2 for Jayhigh. About 90 seconds into the first quarter of play. Ramirez to the right corner, three-pointer, Ross left short. Offensive rebound, no, it's going to be tipped right down to Clement. He'll bring the ball up the floor for Tecumseh, and he's going to be fouled from behind. It looked like that was Jaden Ross trying to reach in. It looks like it's going to be on Trey Pierce, his first team's first. Got a substitution, Gabe Abbott. He's checking in for Chase Findley for Tecumseh. As the Indians inbounding on the far sideline. Abbott throwing it into the backcourt for Longaball. Walks it into the front court. He's met there by Pierce. Dribbles through his legs. Now off to the left, top of the key for Clement. Faces up. Now dishes back off to Mossberg. Mossberg, half spin, dribbles off to the left-hand side, guarded by Moore. Cuts back to the right. Indians trying to run their off-ball play. Clement now on the left wing. Now back to the top for Abbott. Faces up. Dishes back to the left elbow. Trying to get the ball inside the paint. Top of the key for Longaball. Now back to the left for Mossberg. A lot of perimeter passing here. Not a lot of movement inside as we got a tough floater on the baseline by Clement. And that's off the mark. Rebounded by Moore. Here come the Vikings the other way. Quick two-on-one developing. Down beneath the basket, dish to the other block, and nearly intercepted. It's last touch by Clement. The Indians a little slow getting back defensively there. Jayhigh had a brief fast break opportunity, but defense able to catch up before they got a score. They'll inbound now on the left side of the basket with Moore. Now for Drummond on the far corner. Back to the top of the key for Pierce and then for Moore. Has it on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, gets it over for Jaden Ross. Dribbles, now on the left wing for Pierce. Pass fake inside, goes back outside with Ramirez, and then Moore on the right. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, still 5-2 Jackson. As the ball is stripped out of bounds by Gabe Abbott, it'll stay right here with the Vikings. Inbounding now on the right side of the basket with Amarion Moore. Into the near corner for Drummond. Dribbles, now hands off for Ross. Back outside for Pierce. And into the corner, Drummond fires the three. In and out. Rebound is pulled down by Ryan Mossberg. And here comes Tecumseh up the floor, trailing by three. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Coast-to-coast layup. He is fouled. And he'll get two free throws as he is fouled by Amarion Moore. First personal foul, second team foul. Ryan Mossberg at the line for two. Our first two free throws of tonight's game. Tonight's coverage presented by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey, Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. This is the first free throw. We'll have one more try, and he gets the second. 5-3, Jackson leads, facing a full court press from the Indians going up the floor. Ross bumped on his way up. He's able to beat the press. Dribbles right to the basket. Layup. Couldn't get the friendly roll. Offensive rebound put back. Ross is fouled now. And now he will get his first trip to the line. Looks like it's Gabe Abbott on the foul, his first, team's first of the first quarter. Now Jaden Ross shooting the first two Vikings free throws of the night. And first one rattles home. We'll have one more try. Takes a couple dribbles, shot, and off right. Offensive rebound, put back. Yes, this time for Trey Pierce. That's another offensive rebound, put back for a score. Second chance opportunity for Jackson again, now leading 8-3. On the other end, blocked away from behind by Moore. Here come the Vikings again. Drummond stops at the left elbow, pulls it back out to the perimeter, and they'll slow things down. On to the right-hand side, moving it around the perimeter. Ramirez in the left corner. Pulls up, long three. That's off the front iron, rebounded by Clement. 8-3 lead for Jackson, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Clement bumped as he was passing that to the near corner. And it'll be the second foul on Trey Pierce, third team foul. And he's going to have to head to the bench for the rest of the first quarter as Kylan Davis comes in to replace him. Jackson will be inbounding on the near sideline in front of their own bench. Following that foul, make it Tecumseh inbounding, I beg your pardon. In front of the Jackson bench, lobbing it into the backcourt for Longabaugh. Now gets it back up ahead for Mossberg, gets it back to Longabaugh. Met by Drummond, trying to dribble around him. Pass deflected away and out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikings, both Drummond and Moore getting a hand on that one. Getting in those passing lanes, trying to generate those turnovers. Abbott inbounding on the far side, gets into the backcourt to Mossberg once more. Jackson's been making it tough for Tecumseh to get quality looks so far in this first quarter. Tecumseh very patient offensively, but those good shots haven't been developing as driving on the baseline. Drummond with the block on the drive by Clement, and it's stolen away by Ross. We've got a foul there in the backcourt. Looks like it's going to be on Jaden Ramirez, actually. So it'll be Tecumseh basketball underneath the basket. His first team's fourth. Jay has got to be careful not to put Tecumseh in the bonus here in the first quarter. 8-3 lead still for Jackson. 3:11 to go in the first quarter. Tecumseh now outside with Longabon. We got another off-ball foul here. It's going to be another one on Jaden Ramirez. Second team fifth, so we're going to have bonus free throws here for Tecumseh, just gifting them these chances, just getting in some early foul trouble as a team. And now shooting these will be Tyler Clement. First free throw off left. He gets one more try. Ready to go with the second free throw for Tyler Clement. No good on the second one. Comes up empty. One of four at the line for Tecumseh to start this game. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Jackson leads by five. Drummond has it on the right. Now back for Ramirez. And top of the key for Davis. Takes a dribble, then gives it back over for Drummond. Drives on the baseline, stops. Now bounce pass down low. Takes a dribble up off the glass. No. Offensive rebound put back. No. Another second chance for Jackson. That time it comes up short there with Moore. Now Tecumseh up the floor with Clement. Another whistle against the Vikings. Moore, Tecumseh free throws. That time it's on Kylan Davis. His first off the bench. And we have more bonus free throws coming up this time. Again from Tyler Clement. He missed both free throws in his last trip. Game could be tied if they made all their free throws. He makes his first this time for his first score. Trey Pierce playing with two fouls is back in, replacing Jaden Ramirez, who himself was playing with two fouls. Second free throw, got it. So this time he gets both. makes it an 8-5 score in favor of Jackson. And now we got a foul in the backcourt, this time against Tecumseh. That's going to be on Ben Abbott, his first off the bench, team second. And now a whistle on the inbound here. Looks like it's going to be on Michael Longabaugh. Got a lot of fouls in this first quarter. Already 9 fouls across both teams. 2:34 to go in the first quarter. Jay High inbounding in front of their own bench into the backcourt for Drummond. And he'll work the ball up the floor, guarded the whole way by Ben Abbott. Stops, cut off, now passes up ahead to Davis to officially beat the press. Now near half court for Moore. Moore dribbles off to the right. Stops in the corner, back outside for Ross. Now on the left wing, three-pointer, too strong for Pierce. Rebound loose, and it's stripped away. Jackson comes away with it. Back outside, free throw line down low. Ross off glass, no. Rebound for Clement. He's harassed in the backcourt by Ross, and the foul's going to be called in the backcourt. This time it's on Amarion Moore. And 2 more bonus free throws for Tecumseh coming up. That's 3 Vikings with 2 fouls each. Pierce, Ramirez, and Moore. Just being way too over-aggressive defensively. And, of course, it usually depends on the officiating. Sometimes you'll get these officiating crews that will be a little bit more ticky-tack on the contact. Sometimes they'll let some calls go, but this has definitely been a case of the officials not afraid to blow the whistle. So as a result, Jackson's going to have to really be a lot more safe defensively. Don't be as aggressive. First free throw by Tyler Clement off. He shot the last 4 free throws for the team. He's made now 2 of 5. Now 2 of 6. Make it 3 of 6. He makes the second one. 8-6 the score. Jackson inbounds to Drummond, and he has bumped up the floor. It's going to be on Ben Abbott, his second off the bench. Ooh, they'll actually get this one on Tyler Clement, his first. Team's fourth, so hey, maybe Jay High will get some bonus free throws here. 1:54 to go in the first quarter, 8-6 lead for Jay High. Swinging the ball around the perimeter, now on the left for Davis. Back outside for Drummond. And now on the right for Trayshawn Terrell, who just checked it. Now on the left corner for Davis. Swing it back up top for Pierce. Around the perimeter we go. Drummond now on the left. Back over for Davis. Nothing developing there. Now dribbles around. Tecumseh in their zone defense. Jackson trying to move the ball around and get a quality look. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Davis back on the corner for Ross. Pass fake now for Drummond again. Takes a couple dribbles, moves it back around the perimeter. Davis has it on the right. Back up top for Drummond. Takes a dribble now on the cut for Pierce. Briefly had a lane but couldn't take it. The defense cut him off. Back outside for Drummond. Trying to get this zone defense moving. Back in the corner. Ross pulls the 3. Make it Drummond. That's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Longabaugh. Very patient possession there for the Vikings. But they come up empty. Now in the corner. That 3-pointer off the mark. Rebound muscled down by the Vikings. Up ahead for Davis. Your step. And he's going to be fouled on his way up. It's like it's going to send him to the line. Foul's called on Michael Longabaugh. His second. Team's fifth. And Kylan Davis shooting 2 free throws in the bonus for the Vikings. 36 seconds to go in this first quarter. Both teams in the bonus. Davis off the bench misses the first free throw. Charlie Palmer back into the game for Tecumseh. Sending Longabaugh to the bench. Second is Davis free throw. He is off the mark on that one as well. Rebound down to Ben Abbott. Here comes Mossberg up the floor. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Back to the top of the key for Clement. Back for Mossberg. Mossberg waiting. Again, both teams pretty patient offensively here, last couple minutes especially. Trying to settle in. Most of Jackson's offense coming on the second chance. Most of Tecumseh's offense coming by way of the free throw. Just going to wait for the clock to tick down. 6 seconds left now. Mossberg at the top. Dishes to the left-hand side. Pump fake. Now baseline three. Off the mark. Rebound down to Terrell, and that will do it for the first quarter of play. Very low scoring here. Jackson leads 8-6. Second quarter is next in 60 seconds. You've got high school basketball on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jackson Vikings leading after one quarter of play over the Tecumseh Indians, 8-6. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM on this Friday evening. Thanks for joining us as Jackson starting the second quarter with the possession, although the officials are meeting here. Looks like they will overturn it. Looks like it'll be Tecumseh with the first possession. Coach Barnes taking exception. They were originally going to have Jackson start with the possession, but looks like they changed it to Tecumseh. I don't think there was any jump balls in that first quarter, and it was Jay-High that won the opening tip. So therefore, yeah, the possession arrow should be with Tecumseh, which, again, they will start with the possession. Now into the backcourt for Ryan Mossberg. He's guarded by Kylan Davis. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets a screen on the right from Palmer. Now dishes back outside to Clement. Driving through the lane. Floater off glass and in. Pretty score there. He's got five. And we're tied at 8, 15 seconds into the second quarter. Jackson ball, top of the key with Drummond. Swings it over to the right for Pierce and then for Davis. Back outside for Ross and then Drummond. Back around the perimeter. Pierce has it again on the left. Now swinging it back to the right for Ross. Trying to work it inside. Now into the far corner against this zone defense. Should be a 3 second call any minute now as Clement spending a lot of time there in the lane. Back outside for Drummond, moving it back to the left wing again. And again to the right. Ross has it, back near half court for Kylan Davis. Pass fake right, now it goes to the left for Pierce. Pierce bounce pass to the right for Drummond, drives through, picks up the dribble. Again for Terrell. Terrell over for Davis. And again on the left-hand side for Pierce. Trying to be really patient against this zone defense. Now Davis again, off to the left. Back near half court for Jaden Ross. Taking over a minute on this possession. Really taking their time here. Davis, back up top. Terrell, and there's going to be a timeout called by the Vikings. Taking too long to make something happen there. And they'll talk things over. 6:26 to go in the first half. We're tied at 8. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Low scoring first half so far for Jackson and Tecumseh. We are tied at 8, 6:26 to go in the first half of play. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, making tonight's coverage possible. Jackson inbounding on the far sideline with Davis, throws it into the backcourt for Trayshawn Terrell. Dribbles to the left wing, goes back around the perimeter for Davis on the right. Looking inside the perimeter, dribbles back up top for Terrell. Now on the left side for Pierce, and in the corner for Drummond. Puts the ball on the floor, goes back outside with Davis. Inside the key, through the lane, double team from the zone. Now into the corner for Davis, briefly open, but he couldn't catch the pass cleanly. Pass fake, now goes back outside for Ross. Takes a dribble, looking inside. Goes back to the corner. Now through the lane, back out to the perimeter. Just a very slow possession, nearly 2 full minutes on this possession, including the timeout, as we've got an off-ball whistle here called on Tyler Clement. His second, team's first. And the Vikings will inbound on the left side of the basket with Kylan Davis. Into the top of the key for Terrell. Dribbles. Now again for Jaden Ross. And for Pierce in the corner. Back for Davis outside. Still moving the ball around the perimeter. Still just trying to get a shot up. Drummond through the lane. Finally pulls up at the right elbow. And he bags the jumper. About 2 minutes worth of moving the ball around to get that one shot. At least he dropped it. 10-8 lead for Jackson. Tecumseh now has it in the near side corner. Goes back outside for Clement. Jump shot on the left. That one's short. Rebounded by the Vikings. Quickly up the floor. Terrell up ahead for Davis. And the Vikings will slow things down here as Tecumseh settles in defensively. Back on the right for Drummond. He'll dribble near half court to reset the offense. Terrell, bounce pass over for Davis, back around the perimeter for Drummond, and on the right for Davis again. Back outside for Trey Pierce. Now through the lane, we got a travel call on Jaden Ross. A little bit of the shuffle of the feet there, right after he caught the pass. It's going to be a turnover. So Jackson looked like they were off to a bit of a fast start offensively, taking some quick shots, but they were getting a lot of second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds, but since then, last several possessions, they've just really slowed things down. Leading by two, 4:35 to go in the second quarter. Jump shot at the free throw line off the mark by Mossberg. And then we got a out-of-bounds call against Tecumseh, trying to tip that rebound their way. Didn't work out. Chase Findley back into the game for the Indians. Warren Moore also back on the floor for the Vikings. Inbounding on the right side of the basket as the Vikings go in the other direction. Terrell has it, now swing it over for Moore. Driving on the baseline, now kicks it back outside to Davis. Ooh, he missed a wide open player there on his right. Ramirez back around the perimeter for Moore. Moore once again for Terrell. And trying to look down low for Ramirez. Got an off-ball foul here. Drummond draws the foul. That's going to be on Ben Abbott, his second. Just kind of ran into Davis there. Sending him to the floor. 4:06 to go in the second quarter. Still just 10-8 for Jackson. Moore inbound to the top of the key for Terrell. Coming up to get the ball for Moore. And then for Davis as they work it back around the perimeter. To the right-hand side, Amarion Moore drives on the baseline. Floater on the right hand, no. Put back, yes, that time by Kylan Davis. his first bucket off the bench, and Jackson leads by four. 3:43 to go in the first half. Chase Finley has it. Now pass back over for Mossberg. Hanging on to it. Dribbles off to the left elbow. Now facing up. Back outside. Palmer for Finley. Loses the ball out of bounds, and that's a Tecumseh turnover. Jackson playing exceptionally in the first half on the defensive side of the ball. Again, most of the points coming on free throws from one of those bonus free throws in the first quarter, as Jackson's going to take a quick timeout here. 3.5 to go in the first half of play. 12-8 Jackson leads. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First half starting to wind down in a very low-scoring game. J-High leading 12-8. The score in this quarter is simply 4-2. We're over halfway through this second quarter as well. Jackson ball out of the timeout. Trayshawn Terrell has it, dribbles to the right wing. Through the lane, stops on the baseline. Back outside, three-pointer more, too strong. Ramirez tips the rebound to himself, and another second chance for the Vikings. Down low, off the glass, no. Offensive rebound, Terrell, and a jump ball called against the Indians, and it'll be Jackson holding onto the possession. Inbounding on the right side of the basket with Amarion Moore. Ooh, bounce pass intercepted there by Abbott. A miscommunication by the Vikings on that inbounds play. Now Clement bringing the ball up the floor. Dish it onto the baseline. And back outside with Finley. Tecumseh trying to get a quality look here. Through the lane, pull up Clement. And he has it ripped away, but fouled by Amarion Moore. I believe it's a shooting foul as well. It is on Moore, his third personal. He'll probably have to sit for the rest of the half. As Tyler Clement shooting two more free throws, where he's been not shooting particularly well there this evening. Leaving a lot of points at the line. So far, he does have 5 points. But he's probably missed at least 4 or 5 free throws now. Tecumseh could easily have the lead. First free throw off the mark again. Ryan Mossberg checking into the game, as well as Sam Packard for the first time for Tecumseh. One more free throw on the way for Clement. Short again. Wow. J-High might just want to send him to the line basically every time at this point. 2:45 to go in the first half. J-High ball up by four. Now off to the right for Kylan Davis. Just back outside for Pierce, and then off to the left wing. Goes back around the perimeter on the right for Davis. And for Pierce in the corner. Dribbles, goes back outside for Trayshawn Terrell. Now off to the right again, Trey Pierce. Looking for the passing target inside, can't get there. Still trying to maneuver around this zone defense. Now on the top of the key for Kylan Davis. Back off to the left for Terrell. And around the perimeter again. Ramirez, dish down low, through the lane, outside, long two, in and out for Davis. Rebounded for Clement. The Indians at the floor, Clement. Dribbles to the top of the key, now goes back to the left wing. Mossberg driving through the lane, blows past the defender. Crafty layup, yes! Wow, tough score there for Mossberg. He's got three, and Jackson's lead cut to two. Full court press from the Indians. Ball will be poked out of bounds by Tecumseh. Jayhawks still going the full length of the floor here on this inbound. Oh, an outlet pass all the way down the floor, trying to find Pierce, able to get it, trying to save it. Oh, looks like he's out of bounds. Interesting try there against the full court press by Tecumseh. Nobody was back deep. Nearly had the touchdown, if you will, but pass just a little bit too far for Trey Pierce to handle. And Jackson turns it over. Tecumseh going the other direction. And they're going to bring some half-court pressure as well. Mossberg now for Finley as he walks the ball up the floor. Jackson's defense will back off. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Finley picks up the dribble again. Bounce off to the right. Pass intercepted. Drummond. 2-on-1 the other way. Drummond. Quick layup. No. Rebound put back. Yes for Jaden Ross. Finley trying to take a charge on that play. Nothing called. Good no call by the official. And it's 14-10 now for Jackson. Final minute and change in this first half. Mossberg through the lane. Dishes it down low to Finley and back outside. Three-pointer in the corner. That's well short. Rebound put back. No. And out of bounds. Tecumseh will inbound on the left side of the basket. Trying to figure out who's going to inbound it. It'll be Mossberg. Into the near corner for Finley. Dribbles back outside. Finley gets it back in the corner. Now for Mossberg. 43 seconds left in the first half. A couple hesitation dribbles back for Clements. Drives through the lane. Crafty shot. Yes. Boy, he has scored in a couple tough ways here. And now it's a two-point Jackson lead. 30 seconds left in the first half. Terrell off to the right for Ross. Back outside for Pierce and then for Drummond. Drummond jab step. Dribbles back outside now for Ramirez. Now on the left for Terrell. Back around the perimeter. Pierce has it on the left. And for Ross outside. Still just moving the ball around the perimeter. Takes the screen. Drummond fires a deep three. In and out. 1 second left. Rebound loose. Nobody able to get up another shot. And that'll do it for the first half. A extremely low-scoring game here from Jackson High School. It's 14-12 Vikings over the Indians. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. When we come back, we will break down what we saw in that first half. That's coming up on WKHM.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. The Grass Lake Community Schools are rooted in rising. With dynamic teaching staff, an abundance of extracurricular options, a lengthy model of academic success, and a close-knit community, we are the destination in Jackson County. We aim to equip our students for excellence, cultivate connections, and grow with purpose. The Grass Lake Community Schools, we are proud, rooted in rising. Go Warriors.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here at the gym, Jackson High School, for tonight's basketball action between the Vikings and the Tecumseh Indians. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Has been a very low-scoring game, pretty brutal if I might add. Jackson leading 14-12 at halftime. That would even be like a... It's like a first quarter score. Maybe even a little bit of a low first quarter score. But regardless, that's the first half. As it was just an 8-6 lead in the first quarter for Jackson, and I would say probably about four of those 6 points for Tecumseh coming on free throws, as Jackson very early getting in foul trouble as a team. Several players playing with two or more fouls. Tecumseh just getting a lot of free throw opportunities. Again, they trail by just 12, but they've missed probably at least 6 to 7 free throws as a team. They could very well be in front and in a commanding lead of 4 to 5 points if, you know, they make all their free throws based on how this game has gone. Meanwhile, both teams just scoring 6 points apiece in that second quarter. As we go through our point totals here, Tecumseh led by Tyler Clements, 7 points. He's really the only player across both teams that has been able to create his own shots and able to effectively get through the lane and get his points. Otherwise, Ryan Mossberg has 3. Michael Longabaugh has 2 for the Vikings. Marion Moore and Jaden Ross have 3 points apiece. And then there's 2 points each for Trey Pierce, Jaden Ramirez, Berkeley Drummond, and Kylan Davis. So at least the Vikings have really nice, well-spread scoring effort, but they just need to be a little bit more aggressive offensively. Again, it's like a throwback, like, offense that you would see in, like, the 40s or 50s, where it's pretty much just pass, pass, nobody's dribbling, pass, 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 more passes, more passes. And then, oh, you think a shot's going to go up? Oh, it stepped out of bounds. Inbound, pass, pass, another pass, skip pass, shot. You know, by then it's like 90 seconds have been eaten off the clock. So very slow-moving offense for Jackson. Again, hey, they're not rushing anything. But, I mean, at some point you do have to try to create some offense, because all these passes clearly hasn't been doing enough to create open looks against Tecumseh's defense. But, hey, to give credit to Jackson, they themselves have been playing great defense, forcing a lot of Tecumseh turnovers and really making things difficult for them to also get quality looks. So if you want to call it a defensive game, we can call it a defensive game. Neither of these teams really want to do much scoring in this one. So for the Jackson Vikings in the second half, keep playing that nice defense and keep sending Tyler Clement to the line, because he has just been bricking them all night. He's probably like 3 of 8, 3 of 9 at this point from how many times he's gone to the line and how many misses he's got. So if Tyler Clement has it, send him to the line. If not, offensively, Jackson, you got to be a little bit more aggressive. Got to find a way to get a quality look sooner and try to put those points up. They did good right out of the gates of, you know, getting through the lane, getting second chance opportunities, got a lot of offensive rebounds. But then all of a sudden, end of the first quarter, then the entire second quarter, they just went to this very slow perimeter passing offense, which clearly has not been enough. They do lead by two, but hey, it's basketball. That could turn on a dime, so can't get too complacent with that lead. Got to find a way to grow it at some point. So once again, halftime score, Jackson 14, Tecumseh 12. That'll do it for our halftime report. When we come back, we'll have the second half for you here from Jackson High School. Back in 3 minutes on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Angel, superintendent of the Grass Lake Community Schools. Before you get caught up in the madness of March, the Grass Lake Community Schools would like to encourage you to support our local student athletes. From cross country, football, our competitive cheer, marching band, or basketball teams, we stand out on our courts and fields. Community support for young athletes helps students to gain confidence, stay fit, and creates lifelong positive habits. The Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Winter is here and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at wolverinesealcoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Time for the second half between Jackson and Tecumseh here on WKHM. Connor Dockery with you on this Friday evening. Let's hope for more points, please, for either of these teams. As Tecumseh starting the second half with the possession, inbounding on the far sideline, going from left to right in the second half. It'll be Mossberg driving at the top of the key. Gets the screen, drives through the lane. Eurostep layup. That's too strong. Drummond the rebound, and he's able to tip it over for Ramirez. And Jackson getting another defensive stop. Pierce drives through, stops at the top of the key. Now into the corner for Ramirez. Top of the key for Trey Pierce. Dribbles, takes the screen from Drummond. Now kicks it over for Moore on the right. Now he picks up his dribble. Goes back up top for Pierce. Now into the corner. Ramirez back to the free throw line. Wide open. Jay, that one's bagged by Jaden Ross. That's what I'm talking about. Get more looks like that. 4-point lead for Jackson. 7-10 to go in the third quarter. Here is Ryan Mossberg running the Indian offense here. Across the timeline. Approaches the top of the key. Now Jackson in a zone defense here. 3-2 zone. Moves back outside with Finley. Picks it up now on the left. Wide open three. That's nothing but net for Michael Longabaugh. Their first long ball of the evening. And it's a one-point Jackson lead about 90 seconds into the third quarter. Ramirez swinging it back up top for Drummond. Dribbles off to the left and goes for the handoff now. Back into the corner. Dishing it down low. Around the perimeter back outside for Ramirez. Top of the key. Picks it up now for Trey Pierce. Dribbles through. Stops. Now at the top of the key for Moore. Pump fake. Goes off to the left for Ramirez in the corner. Back outside Drummond. Steps in. Long two. Yes! It's all about jump shooting now for both these teams in the third quarter. It's now 18-15 for Jackson. Tecumseh ball. Top of the key for Ryan Mossberg. 6 minutes to go in the third. Drives off to the right. Now back over for Finley. Guarded by Drummond. Jab step, pump fake, back outside for Longabaugh. Longabaugh, couple dribbles, back to the left for Mossberg. And again outside for Palmer. Back to the left. Dribbles to the baseline, Mossberg cut off, now for Finley again. Double team, pass fake over. Takes the screen at the free throw line, kicks back to the right for Longabaugh. Tecumseh now slowing things down, top of the key. Mossberg back into the corner for Clement. Cut off on the baseline. Dish down low. Shot in and the foul. And one opportunity for the Indians as that'll be the third foul on Trey Pierce. And Charlie Palmer gets his first score of the game. And he's got an and one try. He can tie the game here with this free throw. No good. It's still a one-point Jackson lead. As Ramirez got the rebound. Here comes Moore on the right. Back outside for Ramirez. Now on the left for Trey Pierce. Into the corner for Ross. Dribbles. Back outside for Moore. Now at the top of the key. Steps in for a long two. Jump shot is in. Trey Pierce. With his second bucket, he's now got 4 points. And it's another three-point Jackson lead. Tecumseh moving the ball up the floor into the corner for Clement. Drives on the baseline, dishes into the corner. Wide open three, Longabaugh got a second one. He's starting to heat up from downtown, and we're tied at 20. Longabaugh with 8 points, six of those coming in this quarter on those two threes. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Drummond into the front court. Now dribbles back outside for Moore in the corner. Ross top of the key, back for Drummond. Jab step, drives through, back into the corner. Pass fake out. Ramirez back into the corner. Drummond, jab step, couldn't get the look he wanted. Picks up the dribble. Back up top, Ramirez. Half spin at the free throw line, stops. Back on the left wing, wide open three. That one's left short by Moore. And rebounded by Longabaugh. Brings the ball up the floor himself, coast to coast. Pull up at the free throw line, off the mark. And a rebound tip down to Ross. A lot quicker play for both these teams. The second quarter, already more points scored in this quarter than the entire second as the three-pointer is in the left corner for the Vikings. That was Trey Pierce striking again. He's got 7, and Tecumseh bringing the ball up the floor, and Clement trying to catch the pass. He is fouled by Jaden Ross as he tried to intercept that pass. That's his first. 23-20 lead for Jackson. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Threes all over the place. Tecumseh inbounding on the near sideline. Back to the top of the key for Clement. And outside for Finley now. Hand off for Mossberg. Dribbles off to his left. Stops at the top of the key. Screen on his right from Palmer. And then screen on the left. Shuffles it to the left for Clement. Stops, back of the corner, Finley, wide open three, too strong. Longabaugh fighting for the offensive rebound with Pierce, and a jump ball is called. It'll be Jackson ball. Great stop there by Trey Pierce. Now into the game, Sam Packard for the Indians, sending Finley to the bench. And the official blows the whistle. Not sure why. It looks like something with Berkeley Drummond might have some blood on him. Let's see what's going on. Keeps wiping something off his uniform, so I would assume. Got to get something cleaned up. We'll see if they maybe get somebody in to replace him. Looks like they might try to get a different uniform. All right, that is pretty interesting. A uniform change here for Berkeley Drummond. For the time being, they're going to get Kylan Davis into the game. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, didn't see something evidently dripped onto Berkeley Drummond's uniform, and he has to get it changed. Maybe a bloody nose of sorts. Who knows? Meanwhile, Ramirez inbounding. Full court press for Tecumseh. Bounce pass in for Moore. Now it adjusts to a bit of a half-court press. Now we got a foul in the backcourt on Charlie Palmer. His first team's first as he bumps Ramirez there trying to bring the ball up the floor. Jackson inbounding on the far sideline with Amarion Moore. 3:06 to go in the third. 23-20 lead for the Vikings. Ramirez gets it into the front court. Half spin there. Off to the right. Bothered there by the defender Packard. Swings it back to the right for Moore. Back outside for Ramirez. Off ball screen. Trying to get a good look here. At the right elbow. Handoff for Ramirez. Through the lane. He is fouled. And Jaden Ramirez getting two free throws here. Trying to grow the J-High lead. The first foul on Ryan Mossberg, team second. Jaden Ramirez so far with 2 points this evening. He'll get two shots here. First free throw, no. A lot of cheese and lettuce left at the free throw line for both teams. Second free throw, no. Offensive rebound, put back up. Yes, that time for Jaden Ross. Make it Trey Pierce, actually. He's got 9, and he makes it a 5-point Jackson lead as the pass up the floor nearly intercepted by Kylan Davis. He tips it out of bounds, however. And Tecumseh will inbound on the near sideline in front of their own bench. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Inbound near half court for Packard. Dribbles off to the left, then to the right. Gets a double screen there. Palmer. Back off to the left, driving through the lane, and he is going to travel. Trying to split the defense, trying to get the foul call, but didn't get it. Now we got a timeout on the floor. Tecumseh needs to talk things over here. 2:17 to go in the third quarter. 25-20 lead for Jackson. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5-point Jackson lead, 2:17 to go in the third quarter. I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. County National Bank, Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. Jackson inbounding following the Tecumseh timeout, facing another Tecumseh full court press. Ramirez inbounding on the baseline. Inbound it for Drummond. Looks like he's okay. Got whatever it is cleaned up. Bounce pass down low. Laid up and in. Beautiful score. Jaden Ross now with 7 points. And it's a 7-point Jackson lead. They're larger of the game. And Drummond intercepts the pass up the floor. The full court press. Kicks outside for Ross. Back for Drummond at the top of the key. Jackson really can take control of the game now. So far, outscoring Tecumseh 13-8 in the third quarter. And then Jaden Ramirez turns it over. It's stolen by Longabaugh. Up the floor for Mossberg. Pulls it back outside. Through the lane, takes the bump. A little bit of a flop there, if you ask me, from Clement. But whistle blown all the same. It's going to be the third foul on Ramirez. He did the classic LeBron James kind of like head flip back on slight contact. Really sold it there. We got Gabe Abbott and Ben Abbott into the game for the Indians. Inbounding on the left side of the basket with Tyler Clement. Lobbing it into the backcourt for Michael Longabaugh. And he'll walk into the front court 90 seconds ago in the third quarter to 7-point Jackson lead. Ryan Mossberg has it at the top of the key against this Jackson 3-2 zone. Dribbles pass off to the right for Abbott. Now at the top of the key for Longabaugh. Double teamed from the zone. Drives on the baseline. Jump shot Abbott, and he bags it for his first score off the bench. 5-point Jackson lead, now 105 left. Euro step through the lane on the fast break. Tough floater, no. And it's rebounded by Abbott. 55 seconds left in the third. Tecumseh trying to cut into this deficit, trying to make it a one-possession lead for Jackson. We've got a foul on the baseline against the Vikings. That's on Trey Pierce, his fourth. Wow, he's going to have to check out for quite some time if they don't want to risk losing him for the rest of the one. It's also the fourth team foul as well. 49 seconds left in the third as Jackson getting a substitution for Pierce. It'll be Kylan Davis. Inbounding on the right side of the basket for Clement. And we've got another whistle here. Looks like it's going to be on Gabe Abbott. Offensive foul on Tecumseh. We're actually going to get that one on Ben Abbott, his third. Team's third. Berkeley Drummond bringing the ball to the floor for the Vikings. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Swing it back over on the right for Moore. Pass fake, drives through the lane, lost the dribble. Flies out of bounds, nearly hit a cheerleader, and it'll stick here with the Vikings. Last touch out of bounds by Tecumseh. Inbounding on the right side of the basket for Amarion Moore. In for Ramirez, dribbles near half court. Now moving the ball around the perimeter. Davis has it in the left corner, back outside for Ramirez. We'll see if they work for the final shot of the quarter. Currently up by five. Jaden Ross has it on the right-hand side. Looks like that is what they're going to do. Ramirez on the left. Takes a couple dribbles behind his back. 8 seconds now in the quarter. Couple crossovers. Back for Davis. Top of the key for Ross. Passes it. 2 seconds left. Crossover left. Wide open three at the buzzer. Off right for Moore. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Scoring picking up a little bit here. 27-22 lead for Jackson. Over Tecumseh going into the fourth quarter, which is coming up in 60 seconds. You've got high school basketball on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth and final quarter here from Jackson High School. It's a 27-22 lead for the Vikings over the Tecumseh Indians. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Tecumseh with the first possession of the quarter. Currently moving the ball around the perimeter with Ben Abbott outside for Tyler Clement. Swing it to the near corner, through his fingertips and out of bounds. Oh, wow. They call this out of bounds on Jackson. They're going to claim that somebody on Jackson tipped it. Wow, that is terrible. That was clearly through the fingertips of Michael Longabaugh. That is one of the worst. And there is official right there, too. That is terrible. And now one of the assistants for Jackson coming in to chat with one of the officials on that one. Yeah, that one clearly, even if it was tipped on the way to Longabaugh, it still clearly went through his fingertips and out of bounds. So that is just terrible. There's going to be a timeout here on the floor. The official's talking over. I don't know if it was a team timeout or an official timeout, but we're going to leave it right here. So, yeah, the officials, definitely a blown call. There was, like, one official just standing right there. I don't know how you missed that. That was clearly through the fingertips of Longabaugh out of bounds. There wasn't even a Viking in the vicinity to possibly touch it after he did, so. All right, so the timeout subsided. They claimed it was a Jackson timeout to try to talk things over. Coach Milton Barnes still talking things over with the official. I don't blame him. This should be Jackson ball going the other way, but if this is Tecumseh ball, wow, that is just awful. Okay, it is going to be corrected to Jackson ball. Good. I was going to say, that was just awful. All right, more full court pressure from the Indians. Now lobbing it down court for Kylan Davis, and he is going to be fouled as he tried to catch that pass, that time by Ryan Mossberg, his second team's first. And now the Vikings inbounding on the far sideline. Marion Moore inbounding. Inbound for Berkeley Drummond. Double teamed immediately. Swings it to the near side corner. Nearly thrown out of bounds. Davis able to catch it though. Back for Ramirez at the top of the key. Gets around his defender. Crosses over to the left. Trying to spin back to the right. And he is going to be fouled by Tyler Clement. Make it Charlie Palmer actually. Getting a little bit more aggressive. Tecumseh defensively. Trying to make something happen. They're trying to get back in this game. Of course, defense hasn't necessarily been the problem. It's been their offense just has not been able to consistently get those scores against this tough Jackson defense. And the Vikings will once again inbound on the far sideline with Amarion Moore. Berkeley Drummond has it. Walking it into the front court against Ryan Mossberg. Dribbles around him. Handoff for Ramirez. Top of the key now. Off-ball screen. Half spin at the free throw line. Trying to make his progress in. Back outside for Moore. Drives past the defender on the left baseline. Davis back outside. Ramirez through the lane. Crafty layup. Yes! That is the ball movement and cutting that we need to see. 7-point Jackson lead, matching their largest of the game. Three-pointer in the corner off the mark by Palmer. Offensive rebound put back. Yes! By Tyler Clement. He's got 9. And that's his first score since the first half. It's a 5-point Jackson lead now, 90 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Marion Moore has it, double teamed, kicks off to the right, but first a timeout is called on the floor. Could be a full timeout by the Vikings. We'll step aside. It's 29-24 Jackson over Tecumseh. 6:28 to go in the fourth. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
29-24, Jackson leans over Tecumseh, 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter. I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Protection Center, ALRO Metals and Plastics, Fuller's ChemDry, and Jenkins Insurance Agency, Farm Bureau Insurance. Jackson moving the ball around. Trying to get some nice scores here, trying to build their lead, leading by as many as seven. And now we have the ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Amarion Moore. It's a Jackson turnover as Tecumseh goes the other way with it. Into the backcourt for Ryan Mossberg, met the entire way by Moore. Screen by Abbott, now cuts back to the right-hand side. Trying to get another screen, dishes at the free throw line. Jackson now in a man defense. Stopped at the free throw line. Now into the corner. Three-pointer blocked away. Big block by Ross. Now just up the floor. Berkeley Drummond. He is hammered. Going up for the layup. And he will get two free throws at the line. Wow. Big foul by Tyler Clement. This will land two free throws for Berkeley Drummond. Actually going to say that was Ben Abbott. Wow, his fourth foul off the bench. Regardless, big free throws here for Berkeley Drummond. If he makes both, they'll match their team high lead of seven, which is definitely critical with how low scoring of a game this has been. As he gets the first free throw. One more try for Drummond. Got it. Not them both. He's got 6 points now. And Jackson leads by seven. 5:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Every basket matters, even this early in the fourth. Just with how this game has been. Very low scoring, very defensive. Ben Abbott has it at the top of the key. Goes for the handoff. Packard. Half spin now for Mossberg. Back outside for Charlie Palmer. Palmer harassed by Jane Ross, and now there's going to be a quick timeout by Tecumseh. 5:27 left. Jackson by seven. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5.5 to go in this one, 31-24, Jackson over Tecumseh. And the Indians inbounding on the far sideline, getting it into Mossberg near half court. He's guarded by Amarion Moore, screen on the right by Clement. Half spin now cuts back to the left at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, back over for Clement on the left. Driving through the lane. Had a player swipe at the ball. That was Moore trying to stripe it away, but it looks like they're going to get him on the foul. Marion Moore now with four personal fouls. And Tecumseh will inbound on the left side of the basket with Ryan Mossberg. Quickly inbound to Clement, back to Mossberg in the corner. Pump fake on the three, steps in for a floater two. Way off the mark, might have been tipped. And now a foul on the rebound against the Indians. That's on Clement, his third. And now Jackson going the other direction. Ramirez inbounds to Drummond. And he'll walk up the floor. Tecumseh backing off on their full court press that they've used for most of the game. Drummond on the right. Now kicks it off to the left for Moore. Double teamed immediately, back for Davis and then for Drummond. Pass fake. Indians getting a lot more aggressive with the double teams now. And there's going to be another foul on Tecumseh, this time on Gabe Abbott. Oh no, they're going to get Gabe Abbott. That's his fifth off the bench. And he is donezo. Fouled out. Pretty hard to do, especially when you're a bench player. And that's actually going to put Jackson in the bonus here. That was the 15th foul. So Jaden Ross at the line for two. Makes the first free throw. He's got eight now. This is like an inverse of the start of the game. First quarter, Jackson quickly putting Tecumseh in the bonus with a bunch of team fouls. And now here in the fourth quarter, Jackson at the line. Second free throw off by Ross. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Tecumseh. Wow. Tecumseh making a lot of mistakes. They really shot themselves in the foot in this one. Jackson leads by eight, their largest of the game. 4:45 to go in the fourth. Inbounding into the corner now. Top of the key for Davis. Swinging around the perimeter. Picks up the dribble. Back on the right for Ramirez. Now Moore has it. Stops. Double teamed. Picked up his dribble. Back at top, at the top of the key for Drummond. Dribbles off to the left. Behind his back. Then to the right. Now cuts to the right. Moore. Swings it back in the corner for Drummond. Back outside Ramirez. Trying to get an open look here. Cuts around the defender. Into the corner for Davis. And an offensive foul called on Ramirez on the drive. That's his fourth. And we're going the other way to Tecumseh basketball. Inbound now for Ryan Mossberg to bring the ball up the floor. Ooh, he stopped dribbling in the backcourt. That is a double dribble. What was he doing? Ryan Mossberg, he like kind of was dribbling, and then he picked up the ball to pass it over to his teammate Gabe Abbott in the backcourt, and then he just kept going. It's a bad mistake to make at this stage of the game. 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson leading Tecumseh 32-24. Berkeley Drummond into the front court. Dribbles off to the left and cuts to the right. Now to Ramirez. Down low. Open shot. No. That was Ross missing that one. He did have late defensive coverage there. Now for Mossberg through the lane, back into the corner, not a clean catch. Back down through the lane, Clement, tough shot. That's off the mark through the lane. And now Tecumseh going up the floor, getting aggressive again. Jackson, nice passes down low. Ooh, easy miss there by Jaden Ross, wide open underneath the basket. This game's getting interesting. 8-point lead still for Jackson, 3.5 to go in the fourth. Tecumseh's running out of time to really get their offense clicking. Only scored 2 points so far. And still only scoring 2 points is Gabe Abbott missing beneath the basket. Now opening up the floor, Kylan Davis, pump fake, shot on the low block, left short, offensive rebound, Ross. Trying to go back up with it, he passes back outside, and Jackson will slow down their offense. Moore has it, dribbles off to the left, has it poked away from behind, and it's kept by Ramirez, and he's going to have it fouled from behind by Tyler Clement. He's got four fouls now. And now we got more bonus free throws for the Vikings. Tecumseh, you could just see just frustrations boiling over here. Starting to pick up a lot of silly fouls. Gambling a lot defensively. And Jackson, they can really pull away here. Jaden Ramirez now at the line for two. And he missed the first one. We've got one more try here. And the second free throw is good. He's got five, and there's an off-ball foul here. Didn't see who that was on. It's going to be on Marion Moore, his fifth, so he has been fouled out of the game. One player from both sides is fouled out. So as a result, Trey Pierce is going to come back in, who himself is playing with four fouls. Tecumseh facing Jackson full court defense. Jackson backs off immediately as Gabe Abbott brings the ball up the floor for the Indians. 2:50 to go here. 33-24 lead for Jackson. 9 points their large lead as we've got a three-pointer straight away. That one's in by Tyler Clement. 33-27 now. 6-point Jackson lead, and now a steal in the backcourt. Longa ball bringing the ball up the floor. Now on the baseline, Abbott layup, no. Put back, no. Another offensive rebound for Packard. And now another three. That short might have been blocked. And we got an off-ball foul beneath the basket. That's going to be on Michael Longabaugh. And you know what that means? More Jackson free throws. 2:22 left in this one. It's a 6-point Jackson lead following that Tecumseh three. And now Jaden Ross shooting these two free throws. If he makes both, he could be the first Viking in double-digit scoring. He's got eight so far in this one. First free throw off. Wide left. And he'll have one more try. And he got it. So he's got nine. And Jackson leads by seven. More full court pressure. We'll see if they actually play the full court defense or if they're just bluffing it again. They're bluffing it again. They'll back off immediately. Here comes Ryan Mossberg bringing the ball up the floor for the Indians. Dribbles off to the left-hand side. Handoff for Clement. Back in the corner, Longabaugh fires the three. That's way too strong. And another off-ball foul, this time against the Vikings. It'll go against Kylan Davis, his second personal foul. Fourth team foul, so Jackson close to putting Tecumseh in the bonus. Tecumseh inbounding on the left side of the basket with Gabe Abbott. Into the far corner, back outside for Mossberg. Bounce pass on the cut, Clement, he is fouled, and he will shoot two free throws. So both teams now officially in the bonus as Trayshawn Terrell commits that foul. So Tyler Clement leading all players with 12 points tonight at the line for two. Two big free throws. He's missed a lot, as I mentioned. With all the missed free throws, this game could very well be tied. But instead, as he makes the first free throw, Tecumseh trailing by six with 2:02 left. And he makes both this time. He's got 14 points. Full court Tecumseh pressure. Bounce pass into Drummond. Dribbles in, picks it up now for Pierce. Able to sprint up the floor to beat the press. Dish into the corner for Terrell. Cuts off on the baseline. Back outside for Drummond. 1:50 left in the game. 5-point Jackson lead over Tecumseh. Back over for Pierce. Back into the corner. Terrell. Bumped on the drive by Tyler Clement. And that should be his fifth. And that is Clement. Best scorer on the team tonight is now done for the rest of the game. So he will finish with 14 points, and Tecumseh will have to try to win this thing without him. As Trayshawn Terrell now at the line for two. Official taking time here. Get the substitution in. It'll be Sam Packard into the game. Free throw off the mark. Terrell will have one more try. Terrell, couple dribbles. Second free throw. In and out. Offensive rebound, put back. And another foul. This time, Trey Pierce at the line for two. Free throw fest here to end this game. It's going to be on Michael Longabaugh, his fourth. Trey Pierce so far with 9 points tonight. Can he be the first double-digit scorer for the Vikings? And he can be. He makes the first one. Got 10 points. Jackson back in front by six. 1:41 to go in the fourth quarter. And he misses the second one, rebounded by Mossberg. Here's the ball before, now for Gabe Abbott. Dribbles off to the left-hand side, gets the handoff for Mossberg, and then on the right, Longabaugh fires a deep three. That's off right. Offensive rebound, Packard. The pass outside, intercepted by Davis, coast-to-coast, all alone, and he rides it home with the right hand. He's got four, and Jackson leads by eight. Oh, a foul in the backcourt as Terrell trying to intercept that pass. He's got two. And this will send Tecumseh to the free throw line in the bonus. Gabe Abbott at the line. He's got 2 points so far off the bench. First free throw good. He's got three. And Chase Findley into the game for the Indians. Second free throw also in. He's got four off the bench. More full court pressure from Tecumseh. Drummond gets it over for Pierce. Now up ahead for Terrell. Back in the corner for Davis. And he's going to be fouled. Trying to pass out of it. He was briefly trapped. And it looks like they're actually going to get... Who did they get that one on? They said a number 23. I don't even see a 23 on the floor for Tecumseh, but we got number 23 for the Vikings. Kylan Davis at the line for two. Official going to the scorer's table. We'll see if they correct that foul. See who we got it on. Oh, it's going to be on Ryan Mossberg. That should be his third. Doesn't matter. We're still in the bonus here. With Kylan Davis at the line for two. First free throw is in. He's got five. Second free throw short, but looks like we got a lane violation by both these teams. So it is going to be against Jackson, so that free throw won't count. It's 38-31 for Jackson over Tecumseh. 105 to go in this one. Jackson still got to play their tough defense. Mossberg screen on the right by Palmer, trying to get around Drummond, driving through the lane. Layup, no, but he is fouled. It's like we got free throws every time down the floor. And now Drummond commits his first foul, sending Ryan Mossberg to the line. Playing with 3 points tonight. Three fouls. First free throw off. I'm telling you, if Tecumseh's made all their free throws in this one, they are leading right now, and they're down by seven. They're probably up by four or five at this point. Second free throw also off. Wow. Jackson up the floor now with Berkeley Drummond. Able to get around his defender. Pass fake left, goes to the right for Pierce. Defender really gambled there. going all the way in the backcourt after missing that interception. Back over for Drummond to the left wing. 33 seconds left in this one. And we got another foul here on Ryan Mossberg. Looked intentional to stop the clock. He's got four fouls now. And now Trey Pierce at the line for two. First free throw, that one drops in. He's got 11 points. One more try at the line for Trey Pierce. Got it. 12 points for Pierce. And it's a 9-point Jackson lead. 30 seconds left in this one. Tecumseh quickly up the floor. And we got a timeout by the Indians. So we'll step aside. This one winding down. 27 seconds left. Jackson leads 40-31. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
27 seconds left here. Jackson leads by 9 over Tecumseh. Deep three on the inbound, too strong by Mossberg. Rebound loose, and Tecumseh comes away with it, but throwing it away out of bounds is Chase Finley. Throwing it to a teammate that was not there. And Jackson will take over. 17.5 seconds left. Into the backcourt for Drummond. We'll see if they get the quick foul. Drummond trying to get around Chase Palmer, the defender. Into the front court, double teamed, and he is fouled with exactly 10 seconds left on the clock. And he'll go at the line for two. Gabe Abbott commits his second foul. And now Berkeley Drummond at the line for two more. Basically a formality at this point. Jackson. It's just a very close defensive game. But in the second half, Jackson able to get their offense going, able to build a bit of a lead. And Tecumseh, their defense starting to break down, getting a little too aggressive, committing way too many fouls in this fourth quarter, leading to a lot of free throws. And Jackson, simply put, they made their free throws. Tecumseh didn't. And even with the 10-point deficit, I'm telling you, if Tecumseh made all their free throws, it's probably a whole different game. Second free throw good as well. Drummond's got eight, and it's 11-point Jackson lead. Final 8 seconds. Quick pull-up three for Mossberg. No. Berkeley Drummond the rebound, and that'll do it as the final seconds slip away. And the final score will be Jay High 42, Tecumseh 31, as Jackson able to sweep both their matchups with Tecumseh on the season. Of course, finishing up their game from a few weeks ago earlier this evening, as again there was a power outage before that game could finish, so they played the last 6 minutes here. Final score was 49-37, and for this game final score is 42-31, as again it was initially a very low scoring game, just an 8-6 lead for Jackson after the first quarter and 14-12 going into halftime. Yeah, just 6 points apiece scored by both teams in that second quarter. Both teams doing a little bit better offensively in the second half. 13-10 in the third quarter for Jackson, leading by 5 going into the fourth, and then Jackson able to outscore Tecumseh 15-8 in the fourth quarter. So outscoring your opponent in three of the four quarters, and the other quarter a tie. It's a recipe for success right there, just taking it one quarter at a time. As Jackson in this one led in scoring by Trey Pierce with 12 points. They also got 9 points from Jaden Ross, 8 for Berkeley Drummond, 5 for Drayden Ramirez and Kylan Davis, and 3 for Amarion Moore. Meanwhile, Tecumseh led by Tyler Clement with 14 points before he fouled out. They also got 8 points from Michael Longabaugh, 4 for Gabe Abbott, 3 for Ryan Mossberg, and 2 for Charlie Palmer. So, good team effort for Jackson tonight. Both sides of the ball playing good team defense, forcing tough shots all game by Tecumseh, not letting them get into an offensive rhythm. And offensively, again, just a well-spread scoring effort. A lot of ball movement. At times, almost too much ball movement, but able to get the win. So how can you complain on that one? Meanwhile, Tecumseh, again, just a lot of missed free throws, especially in the first half, and that really put them behind the eight ball early. Could have been a different ball game. Tecumseh lost by 11. They probably could have tied this game if they made all their free throws. They just left a lot at the line. That's definitely going to be a thing in practice, methinks. They're going to be practicing the free throws there for the next couple of days to not let that happen again. So, once again, final score, Jackson 42, Tecumseh 31. Jackson back to 500. They're back to 10-10 on the season. Tecumseh dropping to 14-6. Up next for Jackson, they'll take on Chelsea on the road on Monday. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. For Luke Moorhead, my name is Connor Dockery. Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.